Let us rise in body or spirit. Our processional hymn is 609. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls on this first Sunday in Lent. Our liturgy appointed is in our bulletins. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. Called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 769. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, our strength, the struggle between good and evil rages within and around us, and the devil and all the forces that defy you tempt us with empty promises. Keep us steadfast in your word, and when we fall, raise us again and restore us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden, to till and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 32. We'll read it responsibly. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven,
whose sin is covered.
Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity,
and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
While I kept my body wasted away
through my groaning all day long,
for day and night your hand was heavy upon me.
My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
Then I acknowledged my sin to you,
and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
Therefore, let all who are faithful
offer prayer to you. At a time of distress, the rush of mighty waters shall not reach them.
You are a hiding place for me.
Preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go.
I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Do not be like a horse or a mule without understanding,
whose temper must be curbed with a bit and bridle, else it shall not stay near you.
Many are the torments of the wicked,
but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous,
and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Second reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 through 19. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. For sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin was not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin in the likeness of Adam, who is a pattern of those of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. The many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of the one man's trespass, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to the justification and life for all. For just as though the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so through the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In Lent, we omit the Alleluia even as we stand for the publication of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus was baptized, he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a high mountain and showed him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Our Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. So today is the first Sunday in Lent, and our readings call us to the realities of temptation, of sin, and of grace. We are reminded that while human weakness and sin are very real, God's mercy and faithfulness are even greater and made manifest to us in Jesus Christ. The Genesis story among the people of Israel was written and told to explain who God is, who human beings are, and why the world is both beautiful and broken. These stories were written in a time when Israel was surrounded by cultures who believed that human beings were slaves of the gods, plural. Genesis offers a very different vision of one God who lovingly creates the world, brings forth life, and who desires loving relationship with human beings. Genesis paints a very tender picture of creation and God who forms the human being, the human person from the dust of the ground, and breathes life into him. This shows two important truths about us. We come from the earth, the dust, if you will. Adam, the human word for or dirt. In fact, the Hebrew word Adam means earthling, that which comes from the earth. We are fragile, we are limited, we are dependent. Yet, we also carry God's breath within us. We are precious. We are loved. We are filled with divine life. Human dignity comes not from power or from achievement, but from God's loving touch. God gives freedom, but also sets limits on us, not to punish us, but to protect us, to protect life, and to protect trust. In the latter part of the narrative, the serpent enters the story. The serpent does not deny God, but instead the serpent twists God's word and creates doubt. The serpent appeals to human pride. The temptation is not so much about eating fruit, but about just who is in control. Appealing to our to decide for ourselves what is good and what is evil without God. The human begins to doubt God and goodness and comes to believe that God is holding something back. When the human eats the fruit, taking control for themselves, their eyes are indeed opened, but not in the way they expected. Their innocent nakedness becomes for them a shame, and they shift their focus from God onto themselves. Instead of becoming like God, they lose their trust in God, their trust in each other, and their trust within themselves. Instead of being free, they have become slaves to their own treachery. The tragedy of Eden is not just the disobedience, but the loss, the throwing away of trust and relationship. And it's our story too. We also struggle between trusting God in our own way, letting God be God or making ourselves gods. Lent invites us to return to the Garden of Eden, not to a perfect past, but into a renewed relationship. We remember that we are dust, but deeply loved, and that true life comes from trusting God and not ourselves or the serpent. Paul reminds the Romans in his letter to them that since the rebellion again from the beginning of humanity in Adam, that we all live daily in this fallout, not only around us, but also within us. Paul reminds the church in Rome that this state of the world, of selfishness, of injustice and fear, which is our everyday, is overcome by Jesus Christ. What was lost to us in Adam's disobedience has been restored by Jesus. This is the heart of the gospel, the good news, into whom we are baptized. Jesus did not merely cancel sin, but he overcame it by obedience, by love, and by his cross. By Jesus' cross and resurrection, Jesus offers forgiveness, healing, and a new way of life. Paul reminds us that grace, God's grace, is not earned. It is a gift. God freely offers us new life through Jesus, not because we are good, but because God is good. He tells us in his letters, God is good because God is love. We are called during Lent, especially, to consider our lives individually and collectively, as we become aware of our own sin and our need for salvation, which can only come from above. We are unable to free ourselves, and we are dependent on God's mercy, God's grace, God's love. We all know the power of sin. We know that one can hurt many people and God's creation, but we also know that Jesus' life of perfect obedience has brought us healing and hope. Christ has chosen us, which is for us to have received eternal and new life. Sin, death, guilt, and the evil one, even the serpent, will never have the final word. Father Luther wrote these words. Let me leave them with you this morning. Luther has written, "These things cry out against us. The law scolds us. Sin screams at us. Death thunders at us. The devil roars at us. In the midst of the clamor, the Spirit of Christ cries in our hearts, Abba, Father. And this little cry of the Spirit transcends the hullabaloo of the law, of sin, of death, and the devil, and finds a hearing with God. Our hymn of the day is 504. Let us rise in body or spirit as we say together the words of the Nicene Creed, proclaiming our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death, buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrected and the life of the world to come. Amen. Reconciled by God's mercy and sustained by God's presence, let us pray for the world and its needs. God of all grace, grant faith to your church. Give to all baptized the will to resist temptation and to worship and serve you alone. Hear us, O God. God of all creation, tend this earth when human greed and disobedience threaten this planet and the life it contains. Lead us, Spirit, into ways of reverence, awe, and gentleness. Hear us, O God. God of all nations, preserve us from trouble. Surround all living in places of violence with your steadfast love and give resilience to all who work for peace. Grant courage to those who challenge, especially around issues of racism and systemic oppression. Hear us, O God. God of all healing, mend our wounds. Bring wholeness to all who are sick, peace to all who groan in grief, and send companions to all who are lonely or isolated, especially those we lift up to you now in our heart. Hear us, O God. God of all people, provide for our community. For any among us who hunger for bread, bring nourishment. For any among us who hunger for truth, speak your life-giving word. Hear us, O God. God of all life, bring us. We thank you for free and abounding grace, and for those who, by that same grace, now rest eternally in you. Especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Receive our prayers, O God, through Jesus Christ, our strength and salvation. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Okay, so in the lessons today, what was the first? The snake, right, Adam and Eve, they're always blamed. The second lesson, it says, your father is really... don't jump up, don't climb. So if Eve had... All right, so don't do stupid...
Yeah, I know you guys are going to have me committed one of these days. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church, Sunday in Lent, we especially welcome all of you who are visiting us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Harriet Dyer. Happy birthday this week to Neil Polson, Kayla Cruz, Lacey Zavison, Coulter Rabin, Ken Dyer and Jeremiah Christian. Interesting fact, Ken Dyer and Jeremiah Christian were both born on the 29th of February. They don't get a birthday today, this year. Altar flowers are given to the glory of God and celebration of Shanice Allen's birthday with love from Sid and Marilyn Allen. AF Daily Bread is this Monday, 6:30, that'd be tomorrow, served by Anderson Body. They will be serving various foods, but they'll serve them with pie. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or corrections to the one in it? Also, one additional one that I have here. Vic Meadows has joined the call committee as their elder. And so if you have questions going forward, please seek out either a member of the call committee or Vic. The offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Thank you. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in the sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who is doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Body of Christ given for you, the 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 body of Christ given for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 335. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.